Welcome to my podcast, Your Gut Health Puzzle Made Simple. I'm your host, Prajakta, and this podcast will help you uncover the root causes to your gut issues, help you heal and nurture your gut through the healing power of nutrition and healthy lifestyle modifications. I will be sharing quick and easy tips that you can implement right away to solve your gut health puzzle. Hey, welcome back to another episode. I'm a registered dietitian, founder and CEO of Right Nutrition Works, and I'm so glad you have joined me today. Have you ever wondered what happens in your gut after you have polished off that delicious meal? Well, there is an unsung hero at work ensuring your digestive system stays in top-notch shape. In today's episode, we unravel the secrets of the migrating motor complex, your body's very own cleanup crew. This fascinating natural process plays a vital role in your gut health. And today, we are about to uncover its mysteries. So get ready to dive into the world of the migrating motor complex, the hidden champion of your digestion. So let's just start with the definition of the migrating motor complex. The migrating motor complex, often abbreviated as MMC, is like a natural cleaner for our digestive system. Imagine it as a helpful crew that comes in after a meal to tidy up. It's a series of contractions or squeezes that happen in your stomach and small intestine when you are not eating. These contractions have a very specific pattern and job. They help to move any leftover food, bacteria, and waste materials through your digestive system. Pushing food and other particles through the gut, the migrating motor complex keeps you regular and also helps to prevent gut infections like SIBO or small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. So in a way, the MMC is like the janitorial staff for your digestive tract. It's a crucial component of any healthy digestive system. Next thing you must be wondering, where exactly this happens? So let's talk about that. Your gastrointestinal tract is a long, winding tube that starts from your mouth and goes all the way to the other end. It's where your food goes after you eat. After chewing and gulping your food, it goes into the stomach and then moves down to your small intestine, which is the first part of the long tube. MMC starts from the bottom of your stomach and moves through your small intestine. As it does this, it helps to clear away any leftover bits of food, bacteria, and other things that your body doesn't need anymore. It's kind of like a conveyor belt in a factory, but for your digestive system. Remember, the MMC is a natural and important process that happens in your body. It plays a crucial role in keeping your digestive system healthy and working smoothly. Why is migrating motor complex so important? Let's talk about this now. The MMC stimulates peristalsis, the movements of your intestinal muscles that move food through your digestive system and eventually help you go to the bathroom. Going to the bathroom regularly is obviously very important, but the MMC does even more for you. It also helps to prevent infections and bacterial overgrowth. An impaired MMC, that is an MMC that isn't doing its normal cleaning duties, gives gastrointestinal infections and an opportunity to take hold in your gut. The cleansing capabilities of the MMC are highly important in keeping your digestive system functioning normally. But there is a catch. The MMC only works when you are not eating. During the process of digestion, your body needs to focus on just that, breaking down your food. It can only clean up when it's not digesting. The migrating motor complex does its job in approximately 60 to 120 minute cycles. Though some research indicates the process may take up to 90 to 230 minutes. It's a three-phase process consisting of different contraction rates in the stomach and small intestine that repeat until your next meal. So let's talk about the overview of these three phases, phase 1, 2, and 3. Now, I have tried my best to break it down into very simple terms. Phase 1 is called resting phase. Imagine phase 1 as a time when your digestive system takes a little break. It's like a calm before a gentle storm. During this phase, the MMC is getting ready for action. It starts in your stomach and slowly moves through your small intestine. It's not very active yet, but it's gearing up for what's to come. Phase 2 is called contraction phase. Now, phase 2 is when things start to get moving. Think of this phase as the actual cleaning crew going to work. The MMC gets more active and your digestive tract starts contracting, which means it squeezes and pushes things along. It's like a series of gentle waves moving through your intestines. This phase helps clear out any leftover food particles, bacteria, and waste material. Phase 3 is called sweep and clear phase. Phase 3 is like the grand finale of the MMC show. It's when the cleaning crew works at full throttle. The contractions become even stronger, like big sweeping motions. This phase ensures that any remaining bits of food, bacteria, and waste are thoroughly cleared out. It's like a final sweep to make sure everything is spick and span. So to sum it up, phase 1 is the calm preparation, phase 2 is the start of the cleanup, and phase 3 is the thorough sweep and clear. Together, these three phases make up the MMC's important job in keeping your digestive system tidy and healthy. It's like a well-orchestrated dance that happens in your gut. I earlier mentioned that MMC helps to prevent gut infections like SIBO. I would like to shed more light on this. Let's see how disruptions in MMC function can contribute to digestive issues like SIBO and IBS. Think of the MMC as a traffic manager of your digestive system. It makes sure everything moves along smoothly, but sometimes this system can face hiccups. Disruptions in MMC function mean that this traffic manager isn't doing its job as well as it should. This can lead to some problems in your digestive system. Small intestinal bacterial overgrowth or SIBO happens when there are too many bacteria in your small intestine. Normally, your small intestine has some good bacteria, but not too many. When the MMC isn't working well, it can't keep the bacteria in check. So they start to overgrow. This can lead to issues like bloating, gas, and stomach discomfort. Irritable bowel syndrome or IBS. Now think of IBS as a bit of a puzzle. It's when someone's digestive system acts a bit differently than usual. One of the reasons this happens is because the MMC isn't doing its job as effectively. When the MMC is sluggish or not working as it should, it can lead to symptoms like abdominal pain, changes in bowel habits, and bloating. All common signs of IBS. So in simple terms, disruptions in MMC function can cause problems like too many bacteria in the wrong place, which is SIBO, and a digestive system that behaves differently, which is IBS. It's like when the traffic manager isn't doing their job properly and things get a bit chaotic on the roads. Now, please understand that this could be just one possible reason if you are dealing with SIBO or IBS. There are many other causes and contributing factors to these conditions. Now, let's see what factors affect MMC function. First, I would like to talk about dietary influences on MMC activity. Different foods can either help or hinder the MMC's job. Fiber-rich foods such as fruits, vegetables, whole grains are like premium fuel for your digestive system. They help keep things moving and support the MMC's job. Too much of fatty foods is like pouring a sticky syrup into the car engine. It can definitely slow down the MMC and makes it less effective. Foods with protein, such as lean meats, beans, they can provide the energy the MMC needs to work well. Our digestive system likes a regular schedule. Eating at consistent times can help keep the MMC on track. So in simple terms, what you eat, how you eat, and when you eat can either help or hinder the MMC. Next, I would like to talk about stress and its impact on MMC. Picture your body as a car again. When it's stressed, it's like pressing down hard on the brakes. Stress can also slow down many processes in your body, including MMC. When you are stressed, your body goes into a fight or flight mode. This is a survival response that prioritizes immediate needs over long-term functions like digestion. Stress can lead to tense muscles, including those in your digestive system. This tension can interfere with the MMC's smooth contractions. Altered eating patterns. When you are stressed, you might eat differently. Some people eat too much, while others might not eat enough. These changes can affect how the MMC functions. So in simple terms, stress can put a halt on the MMC's smooth operation. It's like putting a roadblock in front of the MMC's path. Finding ways to manage stress is like removing that roadblock and allowing the MMC to do its job effectively. The last topic I would like to talk about in today's episode is various strategies to optimize your migrating motor complex for better digestive health. First, incorporate some degree of fasting. Since the MMC only gets the opportunity to do its job when it's not busy breaking down food, space your meals out by at least 3 to 5 hours and incorporate an overnight fast of at least 12 hours. So for example, if you eat breakfast at 8 in the morning, wait until at least 11 a.m. to have lunch or a snack. And if you eat dinner by 8 p.m., wait until 8 a.m. to have your breakfast. A solidly long 12-hour period of the MMC to get to work. Pretty simple, right? This doesn't necessarily mean you need to incorporate super long degrees of fasting like intermittent fasting. It just means you need to incorporate pockets of fasting within your routine to allow the MMC to do its job. It even means you can still snack, provided that you are giving your body periods of 3 to 5 hours of fasting between meals and snacks. Reducing stress is a key to promoting proper MMC function. The stress hormone cortisol can inhibit the MMC from doing its job. So incorporating stress management techniques like meditation or deep breathing can help your migrating motor complex function well too. Lastly, the MMC may become impaired in those with gut infections. People with SIBO or IBS show decreased MMC activity. But the good news is that clearing gut infections may restore some of the MMC's activity. So as I wrap up this episode, the bottom line is the migrating motor complex is your GI tract's housekeeper. It cleanses potentially harmful pathogens from the gut and keeps you regular by pushing material through your gut. But it only gets to work when you are not digesting. And for that reason, spreading your meals and snacks out by 3 to 5 hours and fasting overnight for 12 hours allows the MMC to do its job and keep your digestive system in tip-top shape. If you found this episode helpful, don't forget to share it with friends and family who might benefit. And as always, stay curious and take care of your gut. Until next time, bye for now.